Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Friends, welcome to Be You Unapologetically podcast. If you cannot tell, it is going to be a very different episode. I am recording this in the car because I strongly believe that you decide what your success looks like. And I think that is the best way to describe my thoughts on this episode today. It is going to be different, I think, but it may be exactly what you have prayed for. Maybe somebody is going to stumble across this podcast and this is going to be the answer to the prayer that they have been praying. I know what it feels like to have such limiting beliefs that you don't even start something. You tell yourself all the reasons why you cannot, how you cannot, how you're not like her, how you don't have whatever image you have in your mind, thinking that a successful person has this, a successful person does this. And that could be something as little as, I need to have a different house. I need to have a white kitchen. I need to have newer equipment. I need to have more followers. I don't know what story you have been telling yourself, but you have been telling yourself a story that once you get this, then you'll start working on your dream. Then you'll start working on that Etsy shop. Then you're going to start a podcast. Then you're going to write a book. Then you're going to X, Y, and Z. And this is me telling you right now, if you wanted it bad enough, you would have started it already. Whew. I'm telling you, I think it's been a little bit since I've had an episode where I kind of called you out. And I think that's this episode, because I think that's what tough love is. Tough love is still love. And it's the reminder that sometimes you don't always need somebody agreeing with you. Sometimes you need somebody calling you out and reminding you just what you're worth, just what you're capable of, and just what you can do. And sometimes I'm always going to be your cheerleader. And then there's other times I'm going to be that girl that's just going to call you out and be like, sister, if you wanted it bad enough, you would have found a way already. And so this is me not discouraging you from not starting. This is not a time when you beat yourself up and think, oh, I knew I should have done it. No, like, do it now. Put it on your heart, put it out in the world, and tell the world now why you want to do it. Because I think if you allow yourself to keep telling yourself a story that something has to be, look, or seem a certain way before you can be successful, you will literally be waiting your whole life. And in that meantime, you're going to spend your time wishing and hoping and praying that you would have done something. And I say that because as I am driving on a Tuesday morning to drive 2.5 hours away for the second time this week to go watch my stepson shoot at a trap shoot, it just reminds me that this is possible because I didn't settle. It's possible because I didn't look at the things that I didn't have. Because if you look at where I've come from, I was plus size and decided to become a health and fitness coach. If I had listened to the thoughts that I initially had, I would say, I'm going to wait until I'm small and then I'm going to start a business. But instead, I was like, no, I want more than this. So I made a change right then and there. And I honestly think that's the biggest thing to remember, is that you are going to evolve and you're going to raise your bar over and over and over, because even then, even when that was what I wanted, even then that was the biggest dream that I had, I grew. So then my dream grew, and then my standards grew, because for a long time I prayed for what I had. But once you get to where you're going, you realize, like, if I can do this, then what else can I do? If you've followed long enough, if you've listened long enough, you know that one of my favorite things to talk about is the Forrest Gump mentality. if I've come this far, I might as well keep going. And sister, like, you're no different. But sometimes you're so afraid of taking that first step that you're not even going. You're so afraid that you're going to fail that you won't even step out of your comfort zone. You wouldn't even take a second to think about what is possible for you. And here's what I want you to do. Play out the actual worst case scenario. And I don't mean step one. I mean step 5 or 6. Like, ask that question over and over. What's the worst that's going to happen? Whether it's you're going to start an Etsy shop, or you're going to start a network marketing business, you're going to start your own coaching business, whatever that looks like. What's the worst that's going to happen? Number one, you keep doing what you're doing. And let's do network marketing, because I feel like so many of you guys really can relate to that. And I myself can totally relate to it. You think of starting a network marketing business, and you can think of all the reasons why you shouldn't, why you can't, why you're not qualified, while someone else is doing it. And you're looking at their success and thinking, it's not possible for you because you don't look like them. Sister, that's the point. That's the point of network marketing. It's to build a network. It's not to join a network. It's not to say and do what she's doing. It's to build your own. And it's by being you. Like, the only way you can be successful is by being yourself, so that you can create your own community. You can create your own network. Sorry, tangent. Tangent came on. But it's just, I feel so strongly about it. And if I could just take a magic wand and bump you right in the head and, like, bippity boppity boop, make you believe that you deserve whatever it is that you're wanting to do, I would do it every single day of the week. So let's think of network marketing. What's the worst that's going to happen? So you've fallen in love with a product, you believe and you love the company, you love what they stand behind. The worst that's going to happen is you continue to buy the products that you're already buying, but it'll be at a bigger discount and no one buys from you. Okay, what else? Oh, well, someone's gonna talk about you. Oh, someone's gonna make fun because you're that girl on Instagram. I wanna give you a second to remind yourself, what are they doing? They're watching you. They're watching you be that girl on Instagram. So whether you like it or not, if they're already watching you, here's my reminder. Why not give them something to watch? Why not give them something to believe in? You never know who you are inspiring by being the quote underdog who decides to go for it. You will give someone else courage of, like, wait a second, she's doing it and she just got started, or she's doing it and I've known her since high school. She's doing it and she's got 7 followers. You deciding to do what you want to do will always give someone else courage. So the worst that's going to happen is you continue to buy products that you already are buying and that you love, but you get a bigger discount. Okay, now what's the best thing that could happen? Oh, I don't know. Deciding that you are worth it, and then you show up unapologetically as yourself and you don't worry what someone else is thinking, and you love the products and you are continuing to buy them, but then you give someone else belief, and then they decide to do it with you, and then they have belief, and then they decide to have someone do it with them. This is me telling you, so many times we write off the fact because we feel like we can't grow a big team. The biggest thing that you're forgetting is it starts with one. And I always, like, I can't help it, friends, that I bring it back to the gospel, because it has just made such a change and an impact in my life that I can't quit sharing it. But it always has started with one. And Jesus picked 12 disciples who didn't feel qualified, who didn't feel like they were enough, who were sinners, who had no idea what they were doing. But because they believed and they stood behind what they knew he could do, that's where it grew. And I think that's the biggest thing that I want you to take away. You're so busy writing yourself off and telling yourself all the reasons why you can't, why you shouldn't, and why you're not qualified. You're forgetting that's the exact reason why you start. That's the reason you start, so that you can make a change, so that you can grow into the version of you that you want to be. The very, like, beginning network marketing girl who tried multiple network marketings and didn't have the fire that she has, it me, would never believe of this version of me, but I had to be those different versions of me to become this version of me. And I want to give you that borrowed belief that maybe if you're struggling and feeling like what you're doing and you're just not quite there and you don't know if you can, take the belief that I have in you listening to this. I know you can do it. You just have to be standing firm in what you believe in. And if you know and love your products, if you know the personal change that it has, if you have built your testimony, then sister, it does not matter how fast you grow in this business. It doesn't matter what you do. If you know and you believe in the products that you're offering, that makes you unstoppable. And I want to give you that permission. Just go for it. Because if not, all you're going to do is sit around and wish and hope and pray. And another year is going to go by and you're going to be like, oh, I still didn't do it. Once again, you're never going to know if you don't try. And you have got to quit thinking, once I get here, then I'm going to. Do it right now, because right now is the version of you that someone else is praying that they could see. And you could be that light for them. And I want to remind you of that. So on this early Tuesday morning, I just wanted to give you a quick pep talk, maybe a quick gut check that maybe you're playing a little too safe. Maybe you're playing a little too small. Maybe you're sitting in the judgment zone. Maybe you're sitting there judging yourself. Maybe you're judging somebody else for going out and following their dreams. I want to give you the reminder, you have the exact same choice. It's just up to you to choose it. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. I hope this episode reminds you just how capable and worthy you are of making a change, of growing a business, of being the version of you that you keep wanting and hoping and praying for. You deserve that much to be you unapologetically. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.